Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Shaw. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Houser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Herzog goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foyles moves to third. Barber moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foyles scores. Barber moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeding moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barber tags and scores. Breeding tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foyles bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foyles for the out. Herzog moves to third. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Adair reaches second base with a double. Herzog scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barber strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump strikes out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco, who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Snyder scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. It's 6-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Herzog hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Nuxhall. Gentile moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile scores. It's 7-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foyles moves to second. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Breeding hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan now playing first base. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 2 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 2 in the game. Pignatano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Brandt attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Walker pinch hits for Lou Krause. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.